need to pay too much attention to those minor issues, but focus on the Lord.
所以有些细微的事情就不要太担心，把重点放在主的身上。
谢谢Linda 姐妹。
Thanks, Sister Linda, for the special music.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天跟大家分享的题目是属天与属地道路的区别。
The sermon for today is the differences between heavenly and earthly faith.
这个区别是不是很重要呢？
It's a very important difference.
这一阵子的新闻里面，我们看到大部分都是很负面的消息。
There are many negative news today.
有三四架的飞机都掉下来了。
There are three accidents about airplane.
有好几个地区在那里打仗。
And there are many wars going on.
就好像圣经所说的民攻打民。
So it's just like people against people.
所以让我们听到很快就能够听到消息的人来讲，我们里面多少会有些震撼的。
So we're shocked by those news.
我们在想天上掉下来大概加起来快500人了。
So like 500 people, close to 500 people perished.
就在那一瞬间全部都没有了。
Just all of a sudden, they're gone.
他们在这个世上，我想能够今天的人来讲，能够坐飞机的话，都有一点点条件的人才能够坐飞机的。
So it's you got to have something so that you can fly airplane.
其中有一架飞机上面有很多艾滋病的专家。
And even some AIDS research special.
他们在这个领域里面是非常杰出的一群人。
So they're very outstanding in their field.
就他们就在那一刹那之间全部都没了。
They perished all of a sudden.
如果我们去追回他们从小孩出生一直努力到现在这段日子的话，真的是付上多少的心血。
So we can trace their past, how much effort they put into their career.
如果他们就在这一次的空难里面就做了一个据点的话，那过去那段的努力是不是有价值呢？
So they end up crashed in an airplane. What value does it have for their past?
是不是要在他们被坠毁的地方建一个很大很大的碑，在那里纪念他们，他们的价值才能够显明吗？
Maybe we should put a monument at the crash site to in remembrance of their achievement.
所以我们每一个人在这个世上都有一段，那一段结束了，就像今天的诗歌一样，不再能够回头了。
So we only have one trip in this lifetime.
所以这段时间我们常常在想，到底我这一切所付出的这个努力呢，的结果是怎么样呢？
So is the result worth the effort?
所以我们看接下来的这个丧礼的里面呢，我们都可以听到同样的话会反复的一直讲的。
So we probably heard the same words over and over again during the funeral.
都他们都是热爱生命的。
They all love life.
可是热爱生命的结果呢，却毁于这样一个不幸。
But they suffered the misfortune.
接下来还有个问题也要问的，在我们心里面也要盘旋的。
So another question you may ask.
如果人生就这样结束，对我来讲合理吗？
So is this the right way to end the life?
这个的冤屈就这样就明不白的就这样结束了吗？
It's so unfair to end a life this way.
所以我们人有时候往往必须带到一个最极限的地方来思想，才会返回来来明白我们现在正在走的路是一条对的道路吗？
Sometimes to the limit, then we reflect on the path we were on.
今天的题目说是属天与属地道路的区别。
So we're talking about differences between heavenly and earthly faith.
这几架飞机掉下来的人里面呢，有些人选择了属天的道路。
For those perished in the crash, they chose the heavenly path.
但是也有的人走的却是属地的道路。
But some chose the earthly path.
因为这个的区别就关系到这一个人这一生的奋斗，最后真正的价值在哪里。
The differences matter about their value in life.
我们目前还在这个地方。还有很多的年轻人，我们很高兴看到你，好像太阳刚刚升上来。
There are many young people here, just like the sun still rising.
但是你所走的方向是属天的呢，还是属地的呢？
But what about your life pathway.
那当然，我们当中还有一些不是那么年轻的人，你觉得你的方向已经瞄准了吗？你是走一个属天的路呢，还是一个属地的道路呢？
There are not so young among us. Have we chosen the heavenly or the earthly path?
我主持过丧礼。
So I officiated a funeral.
在主持丧礼的过程中，我有机会跟那些的家属能够见面，跟他谈一些安慰的话。
When I officiated in the funeral, of course, I tried to comfort the family.
当我们看着他们所爱的人就躺在那个棺木里面的时候
，So when they saw the people they love in the coffin,
一个牧师能够讲的安慰话能够讲多少呢
？So there's so much I can comfort them.
但是从这些家属的眼光当中，我就可以看出来很大的不一样。
But I can see from their eyes, there's differences.
如果那一个已经离开这个世界的人，他走向属天的道路的时候，你会看那个家族在跟你讲话的时候，眼光反映出来的虽然有哀伤，但是充满着盼望。
If the deceased chose the heavenly path, you can see there's hope in their family's eyes.
但是这个去世的人，如果他过去一直是只有走属地的道路的时候，他的家属眼光反映出来就是这一次就永远离别了。
If the disease chose the earthly path, you can see this is it, the end.
事实上，中国的孔老夫子说，不知生焉知死。
Confucius said, if you don't life, how do you know about death?
其实圣经告诉我们说，如果你不知道死，你不知道你怎么活。
But in Bible, we talk the other way. You should know the death before you can live your life, properly.
因为最后的结局是死，你要从那个结局来看你这一生要怎么样过，你才知道你活的方法是对的还是错的。
We all die. We should think about that so that we can live the right way.
今天我们要借着约翰福音第二章跟大家分享。
So I want to share the book of John, chapter 2.
这里会向我们呈现一幅的图画。
So there's a picture in front of us.
其实这些的人跟我们今天是没有什么太大区别的。
So where they live, similar to what we live today.
可以作为我们的借镜。
So we can learn from them.
虽然我们觉得好像是2000年的事情。
Even though they lived 2000 years ago.
但是真理经过2000年还没有改变。
But the truth is still the same, 2000 years later.
圣经里面记载说犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。
So let's read together in English. When it was almost
time
for
the
Jewish Passover,
Jesus
went
up
to
Jerusalem.逾越节对犹太人来讲是一个非常重要的节期。
Passover is the most important Jewish holiday.
在耶稣那个时候来讲，等逾越节的发生是在当时耶稣之前1400年的事情。
So it started 1400 years before Jesus was born.
那个节期是因为当时的犹太人是落在埃及法老王的手下当奴隶。
Because at that time, Jewish people were slaves.Under Pharaoh in Egypt,
上帝用神迹拯救犹太人。
So God used miracle to save the Jewish people.
用了九个神迹，法老王拒绝让犹太人离开。
There were 9 miracles, but Pharaoh still refused to let my people go.
神最后用第十个神迹，就是在击杀犹太人，击杀埃及地所有投生的。
So until the 10th plague killed all the firstborn.
但是只要你相信上帝在你的门楣上用血涂抹了以后呢，上帝的天使呢就会逾越过你的房子，不进入击杀。
But the angel of death will pass over your house, marked by the blood of the lamb.
所以这一次的击杀的时候呢，这个法老王呢的长子呢也被击杀了。
So angel of the death took the firstborn of the Pharaoh.
这个时候法老王终于。这个降服下来，只好让犹太人离开。
Finally, Pharaoh let Jewish people go.
这个法老王让200万的免费的劳工呢，就离开了埃及，回到了迦南去了。
There are 2 million Jewish slaves left.
所以在犹太人的历史里面呢，他们永远纪念这个逾越节。
So in Jewish history, they always remember the Passover.
因为逾越节那这个纪念他们被释放。上帝拯救他们脱离了奴隶。
So it's a deliverance from the slavery in Egypt.
所以每一年直到今天还是如此，犹太人到了逾越节的时候，他们会聚在一起。
So Jewish people observe Passover up to this day.
这个节期对犹太人来讲非常的重要。
It's a most important remembrance.
因为耶稣的时代呢，埃及这个罗马帝国呢已经统治了犹太人。
In Jesus' time, Roman controlled the Jewish people.
也就是让他们在非常失望的情况之下呢，还有盼望。
They were disappointed, but there was a hope among Jewish people.
因为在埃及帝国那么强大的政权之下呢，上帝能够拯救他们。
In the past, despised Almighty Egyptians, and the God delivered them.
现在是罗马帝国。
Right now, even though it's Roman Empire control them.
所以他们在过逾越节的时候，不是只有过逾越节而已。
So when they remember Passover,
因为他们想。上帝如果能够拯救他们从埃及帝国的话，上帝照样能够拯救他们从罗马帝国。
So they think that God can deliver them from Roman Empire as well.
当他们一想起逾越节的时候，他们就在虽然在周围看起来很失败啊，但是他们的里面却有一种骄傲，说我们曾是靠着上帝得胜的。
Even though they were beaten, but still believe the victory will come.
所以他们落在那种环境之下呢，他们的志气呢不会丧失。
So they still have hope.
所以这个是犹太人的逾越节纪念。
So that's the important thing for Jewish Passover.
那耶稣呢就上耶路撒冷去。
So Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是犹太人的圣城。
So Jerusalem is the holy city.
所以你看时间跟地点来讲，那是两个非常有宗教性、非常有民族性的节期跟地点呢聚在一个地方。
So it's a religious and nationalistic position and time.
那这个逾越节进了到了圣殿去呢，要做一件事情。
You need to do something at the temple.
我们一起来读第十四节，看见
殿里
有卖牛
羊
鸽
子
的，并有兑换银钱
的
人坐在那里。In English,
in the temple
courts,
he found men
selling
cattle,
sheep and
doves,
and
others
sitting
at
tables
exchanging
money. 在圣殿的外院的地方呢，有卖这个牛羊鸽子的。
So outside the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves.
因为人来到了耶路撒冷圣殿的时候呢，要进入的时候呢，他们要到那里去赎罪，求神来赦免。
They need to offer the sin offering for their sin.
那为着远地而来的人，他们没有办法从他们家乡呢把牛跟羊带来，所以在圣殿的外院呢，就有人在那里卖牛羊和鸽子。
Sometimes impractical travel a long way to carry their own cattle and sheep, and that's why in temple courts there are people selling those animals for sacrifice.
那有经济上有条件的人，他们就用牛跟羊来献祭。
So rich people offer cattle and sheep.
穷人的话呢？就买鸽子来献祭。
Poor people offer doves.
所以从这里可以看得到，犯罪呢是要付代价的。
So there's a price to sin.
所以犯了罪还要把牛跟羊献上去。
So they offer cattle and sheep for their sin.
这个牛羊献上去又不能再拿回来的。
So it's just one way only.
所以犯了罪呢，这个代价是很大的。
So it costs a lot for your sin.
所以我想那个犯罪犯很多的，他就要买很大很胖的牛跟羊来犯来赎。
The more you sin, the more cattle and sheep you will offer.
所以在圣殿的前面有这样的卖牛羊鸽子的事情。
So that's why there's business outside the temple courts.
然后呢，还有兑换银钱的。
And also money changer.
因为他们认为圣殿是圣的，这个罗马帝国的钱呢是属世界是污秽的，所以不能把罗马的钱呢拿到圣殿来使用。
So holy temple use holy money, and they don't consider Roman Empire's money to be holy.
所以就在这个地方呢，就有一个叫做银钱兑换处。
So there's a money changer inside the temple courts.
他们来呢，就把罗马的钱呢拿来，然后换成圣殿用的钱。
And change Roman money into denarii.
所以他们把圣殿的钱拿来再买牛跟羊。
And then they use the money to purchase cattle and sheep.
所以在这样一个充满宗教气氛的一个环境里面呢， 这一切事情这样的进行，在我们来看的话，也是很正常的。
In such religious environment, it seems reasonable to do such business.
因为逾越节到了，大家都到耶路撒冷来。
So because Passover, many people come to Jerusalem.
你远地来的，你没有牛羊，所以我在这边卖牛羊。
So if you travel far, you don't have your own cattle. That's why we sell it to you.
你不要用世界的钱，你要用圣殿所用的钱，所以我在这里跟你兑换。
So you don't have the holy money. That's why I exchange Roman coin into holy money.
好，在这样的环境里面发生了什么事情呢？
Then what happened?
我们现在来读第十五节，
耶稣就
拿绳
子
做成
鞭
子，
把
牛
羊
都
赶
出
殿
去，倒出兑换银钱之人的银
钱，
推翻
他们
的
桌
子。Let's go with English.
So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
第十六节，
又
对卖
鸽
子
的
说，把
这
些
东
西拿
去，
不要将我父的店当作买卖的地方。To those who sold doves, he said, get these out of here.How dare you turn my father's house into a market? 如果没有读这一节的话，你们刚才前面 那两节读的时候，你会觉得哇，一个很庄严、很神圣、很有宗教、很有民族这样一个时间跟场合，大家我想也很愿意在这样的场合 来寻求上帝。
So without reading verses 15 and 16, from verse 13 and 14, you may think it's pretty holy.In this temple court.
结果当耶稣出现的时候呢，他把绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去了。
So, but Jesus made a whip out of the court and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle.
并且呢，到处兑换银钱的，银钱之人的银钱，而且呢，还推翻他们的桌子。
Jesus also scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables.
就好像今天我们坐在这个地方聚会。
Just like we sat here and in front of everybody.
这个气氛好像很庄严，也很有宗教的味道。
So it seems solemn and religious here.
而且我们这边聚会的进行都按照程序一步一步一步的这样走。
And we have our religious ritual.
坐在这里里面也觉得很平静平和。
So you should feel some peace here.
结果突然有一个人跑进来，把这个桌子翻掉，麦克风关掉。然后诗歌本把它丢到地上去，你感觉怎么样呢？
So all of a sudden someone here turn over the table and throw away the hymn book. Then what would you think?
这是耶稣成年以后第一次上耶路撒冷，进入圣殿。
This is Jesus' first visit to the temple after he turned adult.
他在那个时候还没有所谓叫还没有出名，没有人知道他叫做耶稣，因为他不可能头上写说我是耶稣，我是上帝的儿子。
At that time, he was not even famous.
他做了这些事情。
So he did those things.
如果您也在场的话，你会怎么样下结论呢？
If you were present, what would your conclusion be?
这是一个扰乱公共秩序的人。
So it's a public disturbance.
是一个破坏和谐社会的人。
So it's causing disturbance to the society.
他是一个思想反动的人。
So it's a revolutionist.
他是一个暴力行动的人。
And it's a violent people.
我们中国人发怒的话，就是只是拍桌子而已。
So we'll pound on the table when we get angry as Chinese.
有很多解经的人想要把它讲成非常柔和的方法。
Some try to tone him down.
但是这里把桌子翻开的话，你不能再想办法把它解成说耶稣是一个很谦卑、很柔和的态度。
So overturning a table doesn't seem humble or meek.
而且呢，有的人还可以甚至说他是一个虐待动物的人。
Sometimes he commit animal cruelty.
他用绳子做成鞭子啊，把牛羊都赶出去。
Because he used a whip to drive out the sheep and cattle.
你甚至可以批评他说他是专门欺负压榨那个弱小老百姓的人。
You can say he took advantage of the poor people.
那些在那边卖牛羊卖鸽子的，就是赚一点蝇头小利而已嘛。
So they're a small businessman earning little.
你怎么看待耶稣呢？
So how do you regard Jesus?
接下来我们再看下面圣经把它解答了，说他的门徒就
想
起经
上
记
着
说，
我
为你
的
殿
心
里焦急
如
同火
烧。
His disciples remember that it is written, zeal for your house will consume me。 耶稣做事情，我想过去弟兄姐妹听到的耶稣都多半是一个非常温柔谦和的一个人。
Most people impression on Jesus that he was humble and meek。
但是这里圣经很明白的记载他这样的动作。
So what about the image here?
那当然我们今天因为我们接受耶稣了，所以我们现在回来来解释耶稣的话，那每一件事我们都想把它合理化。
Most of here are Christians, so we rationalize his behavior。
在这里一定有一个很重要的信息要给我们的。
There must be important message for us。
所以这样的事情发生以后呢，周围的犹太人就
问他说：“
你既做
这些事，
还显什么神迹给
我们
看
呢
？”Then the Jews demanded of him,
"What
miraculous
sign
can you show
us
to prove
your
authority
to
do all this?" 中文的翻译呢，还不是很准。
So I don't think the Chinese translation do the justice.
在英文的话呢来讲的话，就是犹太人要求啊，你就是耶稣，你要用什么神迹异能呢，来证明呢你有权柄做这些事，也就是把牛羊赶出去，把桌子翻倒这件事情，你要用什么神迹来做，来证明说你有这个权柄。
The English translation is better.Demanded of Jesus, what miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?
所以他们在这里要求他要证明。
They want proof.
所以第十九节说，耶稣就
回答
说：“
你
们拆
毁
这
殿，
我
三
日
内
要再
建
立
起
来。” Jesus
answered
them,
"Destroy
the
temple,
and
I will
raise
it again
in
three
days." 所以。他们说你要做什么事情来证明你有这个权柄。
So they asked the proof for his behavior.
耶稣说我要怎么样来证明呢，他说你们拆毁这个殿，我三日把它再建立起来，这样来证明我有这个权柄。
So Jesus replied, destroy this temple and I will raise it again in three days. That's his proof.
第二十节犹太人便
说，
这殿是四十六年
才
造成
的，
你三日内就再建立起来嘛。
The
Jews replied,
it has
taken
46
years
to build
this
temple,
and
you
are going to raise it
in
three
days?
我们看到犹太人的回答是不是非常的合理呢？
I think the Jews' answer is pretty reasonable.
因为当时的这个圣殿呢，是希律王呢，花了自己的钱呢，花了46年的时间把它盖起来的。
The current temple was built by King Herod. It took 46 years to build.
所以对犹太人来讲，这个历史是很清楚，46年才能够盖到现在这个地步。
For Jewish people, this is a historical fact. It took 46 years to build the temple.
一个君王花那么大的力量，花了46年才盖起来。耶稣，你说你三天就要把它盖起来。
He spent so much time and effort, and Jesus said you're going to raise it in three days.
好，最后的答案。二十一节，但耶稣这话是以他的身
体
为
殿
，but
the temple
he
has
spoken
of
was
his
body。
所
以到
他
从
死
里
复
活以
后，
门
徒就
想
起
他
说
过的这
话，
便
信
了圣经和
耶稣
所
说
的。
After he was raised
from the dead, his
disciples
recalled
what
he
had
said. Then they
believed
the
scripture
and
the
words
that
Jesus
had
spoken.所以这里我们看见一个属天的跟一个属地的，当他们相遇的时候呢，就产生了冲突。
So there's a conflict between heavenly and earthly ways.
耶稣所说的所看的所做的是根据属天的。
So Jesus behaved according to heavenly principle.
犹太人从属地的角度没有一件事情是合理的。
So Jews look upon everything from earthly viewpoint, and they don't think anything was reasonable by Jesus.
所以这里在当耶稣进入耶路撒冷，在逾越节所做的这所有的事情，对他们来讲完全是 可以接受、不可以不可以原谅的。
What Jesus did during Passover at the temple was not reasonable at all to them.
当这样事情发生过以后呢，耶稣还在耶路撒冷。我们在念二十三节，
当
耶稣
在
耶
路
撒
冷
过
逾
越
节
的
时
候，
有
许
多
人
看见
他
所
行
的
神
迹，就
信
了
他
的
名。
Now
while
he
was
in
Jerusalem
at
the Passover
feast,
many
people
saw
the
miraculous
signs
he was doing
and
believed
in
his
name.
所以耶稣在圣殿所做的事情呢，这一帮的犹太人反对他。
There are some people opposed what he did at the temple.
但是还有一批人呢，他在逾越节的时候呢，行了许多的神迹的时候呢，这些人就信了他的名。
But there are others saw the miraculous sign and believed in his name.
我们接下来看，那耶稣对这样的人怎么样的反应呢？
Then what Jesus responded to those people who believed him?
二十四节，耶稣却
不将
自
己
交
托
他
们，
因为
他
知
道
万
人。
But Jesus
would
not entrust
himself
to them,
for
he knew
all
men.
也
用
不
着
谁
见
证
人
怎
么
样，
因
他
知
道
人
心
里
所
存
的。
He did not
need
man's
testimony
about
man,
for
he
knew what
was
in
a man.
好，这里还有一种人，这种人看过耶稣所行的神迹。
So there's another kind of people who saw the miraculous sign performed by Jesus.
不但看了他的神迹，而且呢，还信了耶稣的名。
They saw and they believed.
耶稣怎么样的回应这样的人呢？
How Jesus respond to this kind of people?
耶稣却不将自己交托他们。
And Jesus would not entrust himself to them.
所以今天我们这样的一个经文走过以后，事实上在这里我们看见有三种的人。
So there are three kinds of people.
第一种人是属地的道路的。
So first kind of people is of earthly faith.
耶稣在他们面前都行了神迹。
Even though Jesus performed miracle.
所以我在这里必须要再说明一下什么叫做神迹。
So what considered miracle?
我们也曾经听过弟兄姐妹的见证，讲他上帝在他们身上所做的事情。
We heard many brothers and sisters witness they saw miracles in their life.
多半我们听到的见证都是这样的类型。
That's pretty common in the testimony.
我有一个需要，我有个困难。
So I have some need, I have some difficulty.
我祷告了，
I prayed.
上帝为我开路解决了。
So God opened the door for me.
所以这就是神迹。
So this is miracle.
但是事实上，圣经的神迹的定义并不是这样而已。
But this is not the definition in Bible.
什么叫做神迹呢？
What is miracle?
神做的事情就是神迹。
Performed by God.
所以第一类的人呢，他们因为走属地的道路呢，他们看不见他所行的神迹。
The first kind of people on earthly path, they could not verify his miracle.
弟兄姐妹，我们看到耶稣进入圣殿的时候，把牛羊赶出去，这是不是神的儿子做的事情呢？
So Jesus drove out the cattle and sheep. Was it done by God?
把那个桌子翻倒，这是不是神儿子做的事情呢？
So Jesus overturned the table. It was done by the Son of God.
如果不走属天的道路，走属地的道路的话，他做这个赶牛羊的事情，翻桌椅的事情，人不会觉得这个是神迹。
So people with earthly faith don't consider this driving out cattle, sheep, overturning the table as miracle.
他们怎么看待耶稣所做的事情呢？
So how did they regard Jesus?
他们只用他自己的有限的理性就来诠释耶稣所做的事情。
They explained through their earthly faith.
所以每一件事情都以为上帝都必须满足我的理性才叫做合理的话，你看不到，你是走属地的道路。
They thought God should satisfy their reasoning.
所以如果那一天在那里你也站在旁边的话，你如果是走属地的道路的话，你也会与那些犹太人同仇气愤。
So if you were there, you were on the earthly faith, you agree with those Jewish people.
你会赞同这些犹太人对耶稣的质问的。
So you probably will question Jesus the same way.
因为没有办法，因为你是走属地道路的。
Because we're of earthly faith.
你怎么看都不会合你的道理，合你的理的。
There's no reasonable explanation.
这个对知识分子特别困难。
That's why sometimes it's difficult for learned people to understand the miracle.
因为 知识分子用理性用得太习惯了。
They try to reason everything according to their own knowledge.
所以他把理性变成是上帝了。
They use reason as God.
所以这所有的事情都必须在他理性之下的才叫做合理的。
So if it cannot be reasoned, it's not reasonable.
所以一个只纯粹以理智来看待所有的事情，甚至来认识上帝的时候呢，你会走的仍然是一个属地的道路。
So if you use reason and logic to look upon God, then you are on the earthly faith.
所以这些的犹太人对他非常的愤怒，以后要把耶稣钉在十字架，就是这一个系统所发展出来的。
So that's why Jesus' behavior angered Jewish people, and that's those people who put Jesus on the cross.
所以早上你起来看见太阳能升起来，这个是不是神迹呢？
So you woke up and sun rose. Was this a miracle?
我晚上躺下来，我能够睡得着觉，这是不是神迹呢？
I fell asleep. Was this a miracle?
我喝了水，能够让我解渴，这是不是神迹呢？
I feel thirsty and water quenched my thirst. Is it a miracle?
如果你看见神迹的时候，你就有感谢。
So if you saw a miracle, you express your gratitude.
如果你看不见的时候，你就说这就是平常的。
If you don't see the miracle, you consider it to be just ordinary.
所以你走属天的道路的时候，你会常常有喜乐。
If you take the heavenly path, you feel joyous always.
因为你看见上帝的预备，上帝的恩典，处处就在你的周围。
You always see God's provision and grace all around you.
不会常常被一些的难处就失去了感恩的心。
So you will not affect it by difficulty. You still give thanks.
第二种的人不像属天也不像属地的道路。
The second kind of people neither heavenly nor earthly faith.
他们确实看见耶稣所行的神迹。
Even though they saw the miracle.
他们甚至怎样信了他的名。
Even they believe in Jesus' name.
但是他们却看不见行神迹的主。
But they could not identify God.
所以这样的人追求的神迹就是与我有利的才叫做神迹。
So they think what's beneficial to them as miracle.
所以基督徒有时候会走到这样的路上来，你是信了他的名。
So sometimes we believe in Jesus' name.
但是我们在追求的这位上帝就是你来解决我的困难，上帝就是为了这个目的而来的。
God's purpose in life is to help me for my difficulty.
所以你的 焦点就是 在那些你能够帮助你能够得使你得益处的。
So the focus is on benefiting yourself.
却忽略了这位行神迹的主。
But neglect the God itself.
所以这样的人事实上在教会里面是多数的。
Actually, these kind of people are majority in the church.
我们来看第三种人。
So let's look at the third kind.
属天的道路。
They're of heavenly faith.
他们确实看见耶稣所行的神迹。
They saw the miracle.
因为处处耶稣的作为都在他们周围。
They saw all the miracle all around them.
跟第二种人有什么区别呢？
What difference compared to the first kind of people?
这些人能够因圣经和耶稣所说的话信了他的名。
They believe miracle and scripture and also believe in Jesus.
所以这个区别的地方就是因为他们从神的话耶稣所说的话能够联系到圣经上面去了。
So they can apply scripture to their life.
结果呢他们可以成了主可以交托的人。
So Jesus entrusts them.
区别就在这个地方。
That's the difference.
你所经历的事情里面你能不能寻到圣经的指引呢？
So from what you experience, can you see the scriptures?
因为有了这个神所做的事情跟圣经能够连在一起的时候呢，你的信仰、你的信心才是建立在真正的根基上面。
If you can connect what God did for you with scripture and Bible, then you can re-establish your faith.
这后来的这十一个使徒是成了耶稣可以交托的人。
The 11 disciples.Can be entrusted by the Lord.
所以这次所读的圣经有两处啊，这里讲到说门徒就想起他所说的话，门徒就想起经上的话。
So that's why the disciple remembered what Jesus said, remember what the scripture said.
否则的话，我们基督徒会变成跟其他的宗教徒没有什么两样的。
Otherwise, Christians have no difference to other religions.
别的人就在那里求神问佛啊，就是求趋吉避凶。
So all the religious people look for their, take care of their difficulty.
希望能够这个发财，能够升官。
They hope to be prosperous.
有什么区别呢
？So what difference does it make?
如果我们也是走这条路，事实上就是第二种，看起来好像又属天，又好像看起来又属地，其实是不像属天，也不像属地。
So if we behave this way, that we are neither heavenly nor earthly faith.
我们整天只是求神迹而已。
So we're just looking for miracle.
求祝福而已。
We look for blessing.
但是上帝说，圣经里面很明白，耶稣没有办法交托给你的。
But in the scripture, Jesus will not entrust to them.
那些从天上坠机的那些的人。
So the people perished in the airplane crash.
在他们有限的这段年日里面。
In their limited lifespan,
他们对上帝的话跟上帝的作为是不是成为他们的信心呢
？The faith rooted in God's words and God's miracle,
成为主可以交托的人。
Then they will be entrusted by the Lord.
这个主可以交托的人，就是说主看着你，他发现你的信心是建立在他的话语上的话，他知道他可以安心的。
So Jesus will entrust who believe in the Scripture.
你遇到风浪的时候，你能够依靠他的话，依靠他的信实，能够站立得住。
When storm came, the scripture will tide you over.
这是圣经所讲的。
This is in the Bible.
有三个选择。
You have three choices.
其实这三个选择里面最辛苦的是第二种人。
Actually, the most difficult one, actually the second kind.
往这边又不像，往那边也不太像。
They kind of torn between heavenly and earthly faith.
这是非常辛苦的一件事情。
It's a very hard life.
属地的道路其实很容易的。
It's easy to walk on the earthly path.
我高兴怎么做我就怎么做。
I just do whatever I please.
但是属天的道路，那个更宽广的自由是为我们预备的。
And for heavenly paths, actually, it's full of freedom and so many provisions.
我很愿意鼓励弟兄姐妹，在你每天生活中所经历的事情，你去思想。这个跟圣经有没有办法连在一起
？I urge everybody to experience your life through Scripture.
能够连在一起的时候，你在这样的根基上来建立你的信心。
If you can connect everything in life through Scripture, then you can well establish your faith.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father.